Hello and welcome to another episode of At Any Rate. I'm your host, Natasha Kanova, and I head JP Morgan Global Commodities Research. Today, we would like to discuss global progress of the fleet electrification. Reports about electric cars lingering in dealerships, a wave of price cutting by automakers, and slower sales growth are clearly raising concerns about market saturation, clouding the outlook for the EV sector. Yet, despite various potholes, most of them in the United States, the world seems to be moving along the electrification road. Again, as a reminder, in our analysis, we utilize a broad definition of electric vehicles or electrified vehicles that encompasses all three technologies. Number one, it's the pure battery electric vehicles, which are fully electric. Number two is the plug-in hybrid vehicles, the so-called PHEV, which have both internal combustion engine and a battery-powered motor, but they're mostly driven by the electric motor, which is charged via an external power source. And the third technology is the hybrid electric vehicles, the HEVs, which also have both an electric motor that charges via regenerative braking and an internal combustion engine, but rely more on the gasoline powertrain. So think the Toyota Prius. The reason behind our electrified classification is that each technology provides a substantial contribution to fuel economy, which in turn reduces gasoline usage. We also include in our data light trucks as they represent about 80% of all vehicles sold in the United States. So looking at the latest data, we observe seven major themes in the market. So number one, is that the market is moving from early adopters to early mass majority in Europe and China, while the US market remains, it's in infancy. In Europe, light-duty vehicle sales rose to a four-year high last year of about 12 million cars, and nearly half of those were fully or partially electric. Meanwhile, in China, car sales hit an all-time high of 26 million in 2023, thanks to ample policy support and government-directed fleet purchases, share of electrified vehicles rose to just under 40% in 2023, more than double the 18% share in 2021. In the U.S., easing supply snags and sustained demand drove auto sales to about 15.5 million in 2023. This is the best year since the pandemic, while sales of electric vehicles came in short of some manufacturers were hoping for, but vehicles that run on full or partial electricity and hybrids hit a record 18% of total U.S. auto sales in January, up from 16% in 2023, 12% in 2022, and barely 5% in 2020. In total, sales of electrified vehicles accounted for one-third of total light-duty vehicles sold worldwide in 2023. So the second theme is that sales of battery EVs are still rising, but the growth rate appears to be easing. So the slowdown comes predominantly from the United States, where Detroit automakers like GM and Ford have been pulling back on ambitious near-term EV production targets amid overall sales due to charging and software issue at the GM and consumer demand falling behind projections in the case of Ford. EV growth is also slowing in Europe, given subsidy changes in France and Germany, combined with difficult economic conditions and high interest rates. EV growth in the region will likely resume in 2025. That's the year when the EU fuel economy targets are set to become more stringent. In the case of China, EV market appears to be nearing saturation. The so-called new energy vehicles and fuel economy targets will continue to support sales of pure battery electric vehicles, but data suggests consumers are increasingly buying various types of hybrid vehicles. So the third theme is that hybrids emerge as a bridge technology to pure electric vehicles. So looking at the trend, it's clear that battery-powered electric vehicles are leading the transition, but at the same time, many consumers are opting for hybrids as they tiptoe toward electrification. For example, hybrid vehicles remain a popular and growing choice in Europe, where they accounted for a record 27% of total vehicle sales in 2023, whereas sales of battery electric vehicles amounted to only 15%, just slightly above the 13% averaged in 2022. A breakout of sales data shows that U.S. drivers actually have embraced both technologies. In 2023, for example, about 7.5% of U.S. car sales were hybrids, just slightly ahead of the 7% share from the battery electric vehicles. The PHEV, the plug-in electric vehicles, remained the least popular technology in both Europe and the United States. Interestingly, the opposite trend is unfolding in China. hybrid cars dominated by global auto brands remain the least favorite option in China, where traditional hybrids are not eligible for policy incentives such as an exemption from sales taxes and restrictive license plate controls. Hybrids have been losing market share to stiff competition from the PHEVs, where automaker BYD almost single-handedly revived the category in 2021 with a new higher mileage and lower cost model. So since then, sales of plug-in hybrids have surged and their share is now slightly over 10% of total Chinese car registrations, well above the 4% from traditional hybrids. So pure battery-powered electric vehicles were almost a quarter of sales in 2023. They continue to outsell PHEVs and hybrids in aggregate, but a lot of the growth comes from government agencies and taxi companies in China that have been tasked to electrify. So accordingly, China's target for so-called new electric vehicles, which is the battery electric and the plug-in hybrids, combined to account for 25% of new car sales in 2025 was reached 3 years early. The new target of 40% share by 2030 could be achieved as early as this year. So combined globally, PHEV and hybrid vehicles reached almost 18% of passenger car registrations last year, surpassing sales of pure battery electric vehicles, which averaged 14%. So what is the major implications, yes, of this increased penetration of hybrids? It's lower demand for battery materials like lithium, nickel, cobalt, rare earths, and copper. One of the big surprises to us personally in 2023 was the swoon in metals prices, as rising supply and weak demand drove a 46% collapse in cobalt prices, 36% drop in lithium, 15% in nickel, and depending on what rare earth metal we're looking, the price declines were between 8 to 36%. Copper prices pretty much did nothing last year, averaging about 3% lower versus 2022. So the fourth big trend is, and this is a very important for gasoline demand, is that fully or partially electric vehicles are now a meaningful share of the fleet, representing about 7% of the global total. China is leading the trend with 8% penetration. Europe is at 7% and the US is at 4%. This has begun to eat into gasoline demand growth in some regions, likely shaving almost 500 kbd of global gasoline consumption between 2019 and 2023. So this is most visible in the US because US is the world's largest gasoline consumer, where continued electrification and efficiency gains are likely to cut cumulatively 440 kbd of the US gasoline demand by 2026. Europe is interesting. Why? Because clearly it's electrifying very quickly, but despite this increased penetration, gasoline demand is actually rising. It's mostly because of the Dieselgate scandal. Drivers continue to shift away from diesel cars to gasoline-powered vehicles. But if we look at combined demand for diesel and gasoline, and Europe is down about 160 kbd from the peak in 2019. So just looking at the gasoline demand, we believe that European gasoline demand is likely to stay flat through 2025 and decline only slightly thereafter. So Chinese demand is likely to increase, we believe, cumulatively by about 80 kbd between 2023 and 2026, when the nation's demand for the fuel is likely to peak. So overall, I would have to say a flattish trend to the Chinese gasoline consumption. So combined on global scale, increasing pressure from electrification and efficiency gains will ultimately offset demand increases in emerging markets like India, Africa, and other APEC countries, leading to a contraction in global gasoline demand of about 50 kbd in 2025, 100 kbd in 2026, and the cumulative total loss of about 900 kbd by 2030. What's interesting is because in 2025, our projection of global contraction gasoline demand is unique in that it will be first on record. So usually in previous examples, when global gasoline contracted, that was during recession years. So the sixth trend, I will cover that very quickly. It's, you know, that China emerges as an auto-producing powerhouse. In 2023, the country became the largest exporter of passenger cars. It did this mostly by seizing dominance of the electric vehicle markets, So, for example, EV exports essentially did not exist in the country before late 2020. It generated a strong political reaction in the European Union that led to an anti-subsidy investigation. Another driver of China's car exports is the shipments of ultra-cheap $10,000 internal combustion engine cars to markets across Latin America, Southeast Asia, Russia, and the Middle East. So China's EV exports are focused on Europe, whereas Russia is now the single largest buyer of Chinese internal combustion cars. The sixth theme is that other markets are now also contributing to growing volumes. We recommend to watch very closely what is happening in India, Indonesia, and Thailand, where low-priced electric models are catching on with consumers. These are the regions, especially Indonesia, which is a nickel-rich country that try to become top exporters in the regions, and they're spending a lot of effort and capital to expand that particular type of production. And the final takeaway from our analysis is that the U.S. is experiencing electric vehicle growing pains. Interestingly enough, by number, pure battery electric vehicle sales in the U.S. crossed 1 million in 2023. Out of the roughly 15.5 million total sales, this is more than twice the amount sold in 2021, representing about 7% of total registrations in 2023. So this is a big number. Plug-in hybrids and hybrid sales amounted to another 1.4 million units, or about 10% of total sales. So the U.S. has a phase-out of combustion vehicle target in place, aiming for electric vehicles, just BEV and PHEV, to account for 50% of total sales in 2030. But looking at those targets, we believe that meeting this objective will be more challenging, with Ford and GM moving their near-term EV targets back. This is definitely something that seems very difficult to reach, at least where we stand today. So, but if we just look at the latest voluntary commitments that are set by all the automakers that sell cars in the United States, actually, just according to their guidance, that all those electrified vehicle sales will be making up about 47% of all vehicles sold in the United States by 2030. So what that means in terms of the gasoline consumption, first of all, while the medium future electrification targets remain ambitious, the trend of traveling more miles on less gasoline continues. So we have been talking about that for a while. So we see no change in that particular trend. So American motorists, for example, drove 3.2 trillion miles in 2023, on par with 2018 when the U.S. gasoline demand peaked, yet they burned almost 400 kbd less gasoline, even while the U.S. fleet has expanded by almost 5 million cars since 2018. So what's the reason for that? Number one, the U.S. car fleet today is 5% more efficient than 6 years ago. So, for example, by model year, the U.S. EPA estimates that the real-world efficiency of new vehicles rose to almost slightly above 26 miles per gallon in 2022, up from 19 miles per gallon in 2004, despite new vehicle weight and horsepower both hitting new records. So meanwhile, the U.S. electrification of the U.S. vehicle fleet is still very much in its infancy. So just looking at the numbers, it's still just slightly over 4%. Yet the numbers are becoming big enough that it's beginning to eat into the gasoline demand. So collectively, we estimate that both the improvement in the U.S. fleet efficiency and the electrification of the fleet resulted in a permanent gasoline demand loss of about 140 kbd in 2021, 170 in 2022, and 200 in 2023. This represents an observable 2.3% of the U.S. gasoline demand loss since its peak in 2018. And finally, there are now approximately 10.6 million electrified vehicles on the U.S. roads, accounting for about 4% of the U.S. vehicle fleet. We believe that this number will increase to 47 million vehicles by 2030, just based on voluntary commitments, but by auto manufacturers. Again, this is not our numbers. We just use the guidance from auto manufacturers that sell in the United States, and we just compile the data. So that's how we're coming up with this 47 million. So what that implies, if all of that is going to be realized by 2030, that nearly one in six cars on the U.S. roads will be some form of electric by the end of this decade. So the likely impact on the U.S. gasoline demand will be a 1.2 million barrels per day decline from the current 8.9 million barrels per day. So by 2030, we, based on those projections, U.S. gasoline demand should be closer to 7.7, 7.8 million barrels per day. Thank you all for listening to the Commodities Edition at JP Morgan's At Any Rate podcast. We look forward to continuing the conversation next week. This communication is provided for information purposes only. Please refer to JP Morgan research reports related to its content for more information, including important disclosures. 2024, JP Morgan Chase & Company, all rights reserved. This episode was recorded on March 1st, 2024.